There are many voices in the world today that will tell us that there are many ways to God. Everyone has their own path, and you can sort of make it up for yourself. Could I suggest to you that these people who say this are not speaking the truth according to the truth that Jesus taught? Jesus taught there's only one way to God. That's through Him. Listen to what He says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Enter you in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go therein. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. You see, someone may seem quite innocent. They may seem quite pleasing. Their words may be soothing and seem good to us. But if they don't point us to Jesus, if they point some other way except by faith in Jesus, by following Him, by receiving God's grace, and walking in the light of Jesus Christ, there is no other way. If they tell us another way, no matter how good it sounds, they're wolves in sheep's clothing. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you are the good shepherd. And as I listen to you, as you speak in the scriptures, it tells me there is only one way, and it's a narrow way. There aren't other options to go, but straight ahead. That's through the cross of Jesus Christ, God's mercy and grace, and my responsibility to follow you. I pray, O Lord God, in all things you would give me grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.